Don't know about you all, but there are moments when I listen to the news or read things online and I just get upset. Anyone ever had that experience? I'm sure no one ever's had that experience. Just must be me. But what's interesting is when I sometimes get upset and will pray about it, God will remind me of something. God will remind me about how it's not about me. In fact, God says that a lot to me when I pray sometimes. He'll say, Charlie, it's not about you. And the reason why that's an important thing for us to understand is pride has overtaken our society. It is the deadliest of the deadly sins, and it is everywhere. I sometimes find that these days I have to pray the Litany of Humility almost every day to help my whenever I can start falling into that deadly sin of pride. And as a reminder, the deadly sin of pride, the deadliest of the deadly sins, has the false god of I. Or as I like to joke, I, me, oh my. Because what happens is we become our own god. And that's why it's the deadliest of the deadly sins. Because while every one of the seven deadly sins has a false god that we put in the place of the one true god, in the case of pride, we put ourselves in that place that should belong to the one true God. And something that's a general principle that's always good for us to remember, is this really about me? Is this really about me? Because sometimes when I've read certain things, I have to remind myself the whole reason why I'm getting upset is because of some injustice, but the injustice most of the time has not been done to me personally. It's been done to someone else. So if I've allowed it to become about me, then I'm not praying or having love and compassion or seeing what it is that I can do to help relieve the suffering of someone else who's experiencing that injustice. That's why humility is so important. And that way that we resist that temptation to make something about us when it's not about us, and instead always keeping our focus on God and on what God is inviting us to do or say in a particular situation, to keep the focus on the other rather than bringing the focus onto ourselves. So that's why that virtue of humility is so important in counteracting that deadly sin of pride. And remember, the deadly sin of pride has two primary ways that it manifests. One is when we think that we're better than others. And so we sometimes can make things about us when it's not about us, because something awesome happens and we go, that awesome thing happened because I'm so awesome. And so of course that's the reason why the awesome thing happens. So we can make it about ourselves in that sense sometimes. But in other moments, we can also do the hidden form of pride, which is believing that lie that we're less than others. We're not better, we're not worse, we're not more, we're not less, we're equal. And we can make things about ourselves in the sense of being feeling less than others. If something bad happens, and we make it about ourselves, oh, it must be my fault, when it had nothing to do with us, and so we didn't do anything wrong, someone else did, but because pride raised its head, we made it about ourselves, the bad thing, even when it wasn't about us. A spirit of humility helps us always to discern the difference. Yes, sometimes we do good and the good thing that happens is because of something that good that we've done. Praise God for those moments. And yes, sometimes the bad thing that happens is because we sinned and we need to repent, ask God for forgiveness for those things, and then go forward asking for God's grace to resist whatever sin it was that we fell into. But even more often, many times, it doesn't have anything to do with us directly. And we need to be humble in recognizing that and focusing on where God would invite us to focus, and especially on focusing on the other in those moments. Now, why am I talking about all this thing about pride and humility when today is the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven? Because our Blessed Mother is a perfect example of humility. The thing that's always inspired me the most about the Blessed Virgin Mary is how humble she is. And of all human beings, she is the most humble. Now, of course, remembering our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being fully human and fully divine, course, he would always trump Mary as far as that goes. But of those who are not having a divine nature like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Mary is the most humble. And I love it because everything about Mary, she makes it about Jesus and not about herself. A true Marian devotion and true understanding of what the Catholic Church teaches about Mary is that it's all about Jesus and it's not about Mary. That's the beauty. If you look at every single teaching, every single title of our Blessed Mother, you can always tie it and relate it back to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that is Mary's greatest desire, is that we would always focus on her Son, and that she always desires to lead us to her Son because of that perfect example of humility that she shows. In today's gospel, we hear of Mary's humility. And I love at the beginning of this gospel passage how the word says that Mary set out in haste. Set out in haste to the hill country. Why'd she set out in haste? Because her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant with St. John the Baptist, and she wanted to be there to help her cousin. Little history lesson. In this gospel passage, Mary also was pregnant. Her cousin Elizabeth was farther along than she was, but Mary was probably in her first trimester at this point in time. For all the ladies who have had the first trimester, you know how much fun that can be sometimes with morning sickness and all that other stuff. And yet she was so focused on her cousin and desiring out of love to focus on her. She didn't even focus on what I'm sure she had her own sufferings and difficulties going on at that particular moment. And even more so, we have to remember at this point of the story, St. Joseph wasn't clued in to God's plan yet. So when Mary did this whole trip to Elizabeth, Joseph thought that she had been unfaithful and didn't yet understand God's plan that Mary had conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. So she had that hanging over her head as well. And yet she focuses on her cousin. Why? Because it wasn't about her. It was about what God was inviting her to do in that moment. And because she always sought so perfectly to do God's will rather than her own will, she wanted to go where God was sending her and knew that was to visit her cousin. That's the kind of humility that she shows. That's why she was assumed into heaven. And we always have to note that verb, assumed versus ascend. When we celebrate the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jesus being not only fully human but fully divine, ascended by his own power into heaven. Mary was assumed into heaven because it wasn't by her own power that she went straight to heaven rather than dying. She was assumed by God into heaven. And she was assumed because she was always willing fully to receive everything from God. Our Blessed Mother is blessed among all women, not because of all the amazing things that one could look at that she did in her life. She's blessed among all women because of how she perfectly represents something called active receptivity. She was always actively seeking to receive God's grace and to allow that grace to be her strength and her power in every single situation that she faced. When we are truly humble, we allow ourselves to receive fully of God, and we're able to be fully who God wanted us to be. The sticky wicket about pride is the more you try to focus on it and stop being prideful, the more you're going to be prideful. Remember, it's a deadly sin of I. When someone says, "Father Charlie, how do I stop being prideful?" I'll say, well, the first thing you might want to reflect on is that word you started with. How do I stop being prideful? Self-reliance. Oh, I've got to stop being prideful. That's the whole stinking problem. The only way to stop being prideful is to focus fully on God and to focus fully on the other. Getting out of oneself is the only way to stop being prideful. Our Blessed Mother never fell into pride because of how she was always focused on God and always focused on the other. One of the prayers that sometimes I like to pray in addition to the Litany of Humility, which if you've never prayed it, is a very powerful, a challenging prayer, but a powerful prayer, is I like to pray Marian prayers many times. Because of how our Blessed Mother so perfectly exemplified humility, I find that when I struggle with pride, I'll say, Blessed Mother, intercede for me. And by focusing not on myself in that moment, but by focusing on asking our Blessed Mother to lead me to God in that moment, a spirit of humility enters in. Because again, I'm not focusing on myself, but I'm focusing on the other as well. So I would invite us today on this solemnity of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother to remember it's not about us. It's about God, it's about one another. And when we live in a spirit of humility, we know a spirit of joy. Our Blessed Mother was always so joyful, even though she experienced many hardships in her life, because humility brings joy. And so we ask for our Blessed Mother's intercession to be able to do God's will rather than our will, to focus on the other rather than focusing on ourselves, of not making things about ourselves, but making it about God instead. And so allowing ourselves to be blessed in the way that God desires to bless us.